Carol Folt couldn't stop smiling as she waited her turn to address the UNC Board of Governors. Color-coordinated with her husband in Carolina blue, she nearly jumped out of her seat after the board unanimously voted to make her the university's new chancellor.
Oh, I just have to say I'm so deeply honored to have the opportunity and the privilege to lead the oldest and the finest public university in America, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
The key word in that line is public. Folt spent more than 30 years at Dartmouth, one of the finest private colleges in America. Carolina is 5 times larger and public, which means building relationships with state legislators who control vital funding. And Carolina also has big-time college sports, and that in part is why Folt is here. Her predecessor, Holden Thorpe, dealt with an eligibility scandal in football that led to the discovery of academic fraud and 4 years of near-constant erosion of the university's reputation. UNC System President Tom Ross says getting a different view was one reason he went outside the system to find the next person to lead UNC.
She can bring fresh eyes, fresh perspective to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Folt's latest role at Dartmouth was as interim president. She began her academic career as an environmental scientist on the Dartmouth faculty 30 years ago with a research focus on mercury and arsenic toxicity. She steadily progressed through administrative posts until landing as interim president last summer. Ross cited these experiences in presenting her to the Board of Governors.
I am convinced that she has the right mix of experience, expertise, skills, and passion needed to be a truly great chancellor for the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And I am thrilled that she has agreed to join our leadership team.
Folt agreed to become chancellor after an exhaustive 6-month search by a 21-member search committee. It included a campus tour from the student body president, numerous dinners with important alumni, and attending a basketball game. But not just any basketball game.
And we were here on the very day of the Carolina-Duke basketball game. But we now really get the importance of Carolina blue, definitely get that, and we did immediately become Tar Heels.
But being in charge of big-time college sports will be much different than being a fan. Folt admits she has a learning curve in that area.
I'm a deep supporter of athletics in higher education. I have had probably just as many athletes in my laboratory as I've had artists and theater majors and other people that have all these different aspects of their life. So I look forward to learning about it, and it's something that I'll spend an active interest in.
One area in which Folt comes off as much more confident is in her role as a champion of women's opportunities in higher education. And as the first female chancellor in UNC's 224-year existence, she seems more than willing to bear whatever burden that historical first may bring.
The time for women in higher ed in leadership, of course, is clearly here. And I think it's really a result of the pipeline itself. As more and more women have been moving up through the ranks and having the opportunity for leadership to make them successful as leaders, we'll continue to see that.
Folt's first official day on the job is July 1st. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.